Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of which, we are also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, I'll tell you, one guy's enjoyed his start. That's Brook Lopez so far in this contest. Brook has already blocked two shots. He's hit a three-pointer, and we are only midway through this opening quarter. He's got it in his mitts again right now as the Bucks start with the ball with a one-point lead. Dame Lillard flicks the pass right wing to Portis. Now they send it back to Lopez with eight to shoot. He's defended by Robinson, who has that 7-foot-4-inch wingspan. A fading shot with a hand in his face. Lopez couldn't hit it, with Robinson providing good coverage. And again, this is an exceptional New York defense thus far in the season, number two in defensive efficiency. They've been stingy. Now we got a whistle and another 3-second call against Brook Lopez. So Brook's got to get reacquainted with that paint area where he hasn't been in there as much. Second time he's been called for it here tonight.
One of the rare things, though, where a defensive 3-second may actually be a good thing, that it's where Brook is comfortable playing, but you just noted, got to get reacquainted going from the perimeter to anchoring back there.
Yeah, there's some shifting, some moving around going on across this Bucks lineup. First of and only free throw for the technical will go down for Julius Randle. And it looks like Robinson is going to take a seat on the bench now for the Knicks, as will Julius Randle. So the lineup for New York is going to go inbound pass from Grimes, along with Hartenstein, who's in for the first time tonight. Brunson, Hart, and Emmanuel Quickley, who's out there. He's got the ball in his hands now. Quickley, top of the arc, spots up, three-pointer, off the mark, rebound tipped in, though, by Hartenstein. And yet again, those offensive rebounds are giving the Bucks all sorts of fits. The eighth offensive rebound of the first quarter for New York. Here's a pocket pass. Good feed. Oh, my goodness. Lillard set up Lopez, who just missed his give-me-a-shot-as-you're-going-to-get, and it turns into points going the other way as Grimes takes off and lays it in the other direction. So New York has a four-point lead now. It was a perfect pass from Lillard to set up Lopez, who just missed it. Here's a pass to the corner where Connaughton's got it. He's going to send a pass out top now to Crowder. Crowder sends left of the lane to Lopez. Lopez defended by Hartenstein, trying to bully his way in. Floats it up with the right hand, off the back iron, no good. Rebound tapped out. Quickley goes the other way with it for the Knicks. They're into the front court looking to set things up. New York's on an 18-5 run now over the last 4:41, but they're going to turn it over here. Miscommunication. Hartenstein was trying to send it down to Quickley, who was not home, and it goes back over to Milwaukee. So Lopez going to take a seat on the bench now as DiVincenzo checks in for the first time tonight for New York. The Bucks now are going to go with Giannis back out there, along with Pat Connaughton, Dame Lillard, Bobby Portis, and Jay Crowder. Giannis ushers it into the front court. He's at the top of the arc, defended by Hart, dribbles with the right hand. Hart trying to make his life difficult, getting the hand in their hands off to Connaughton. Connaughton fires away for a long three, but missed it well short. Outlet feed going the other way again in transition. The Bucks giving up easy points. Lay in for Brunson, and that run is now at 19. Or make it, that's going to put it at now 20-5 over the last 5.5 minutes. So a promising start for the Bucks has turned the other way now suddenly. Connaughton, corner three, missed it. Pat just not hitting shots. Rebound picked up off the floor by Hart. Connaughton this season shooting the ball just 29% from three coming into this. Three-pointer on the other end is going to miss, though, from the Knicks going on from the left wing as the Bucks come away with a loose rebound. DiVincenzo couldn't hit. Lillard going the other way. Nice pass underneath. Hits Connaughton inside, and Connaughton will have a much easier look this time as he flips it up and in. New York going the other direction with it. Quickley's into the front court. He dribbles around the screen from Hartenstein. Gets an opening but missed the shot from the free throw line as the rebound vacuumed in by Crowder before he gives to Lillard. Lillard's into the front court, top of the arc. Feeds to the cutting Portis, who gets inside of the defense on a breakdown and lays it in. Brunson going the other direction now for New York. He's going to use a timeout with a minute 50 to play here in this opening quarter. Milwaukee, once leading in this contest by 9 points, finds themselves trailing by 2 currently with a minute 50 to play here in this first quarter. We're brought to you in part by Jockey. Like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. All right, Justin, we saw Milwaukee jump out to that quick lead, the nine-point advantage, and then all of a sudden it became a series of offensive rebounds, second-chance points, and then also transition points, which were a major source of problems the other night when Milwaukee was outscored 26-5 in fast-break points in Toronto.
Offensive rebounds are kind of starting it for the Knicks, but you mentioned transition. I think we spent a decent amount of time talking about the Bucks' struggles in transition defense. Their transition offense has not been much better either, and that's really been the issue, is both sides of the ball in transition. That Brook Lopez miss was a prime example of that, where he just got a little under the basket more than he thought he was, and it turns into a basket on the other end for the Knicks.
It's a Knicks team that has not been playing with a lot of pace either this season. They are 27th in the league in pace and actually dead last in terms of layups per game. But tonight they've had a few, and they've been able to take advantage. We'll see if the Bucks can tighten the vise there a little bit. It's going to be New York basketball with a minute 50 to go again in this first quarter. It is the first game of group play in the in-season tournament tonight. The Bucks in their Great Lakes Blue City Edition uniforms, with Milwaukee spelled out across the front, blue letterings across the cream-colored stripe. Here's the dribble from Brunson. Sends out top. Slipping to the deck was quickly, but he held on to his dribble. Gets back up and then feeds out top again to Brunson. Brunson around the Hartenstein screen. Pulls up just inside the arc. Missed it short. Rebound goes off the hands of Connaughton. And another offensive rebound for the Knicks. See if they can make the Bucks pay again. Quickly takes it inside. Slings the pass out to DiVincenzo. He attacks underneath. Challenged by Portis. Portis comes away with a rebound as the shot missed. Giannis takes the outlet pass. New York getting back. Four men back. Giannis goes right at him anyway. And he's going to get a whistle against the Knicks. Man, I'll tell you, even when Giannis looks like he is outmatched, outmanned, and he's out of control, he can sometimes get those calls against the opposition, and that's got to be so deflating.
Yeah, still able to create something. We talked about the transition offense struggles. Giannis is the one area you got to lean on to turn that around.
Inbound pass coming from Cam Payne as he triggers it in to Crowder. Minute 12 to go now in the first. Giannis hunched over. He's defended by Hart. Hart's been on him a good chunk of tonight. Goes right at him, and then the help side defense arrives as he was trying to turn the corner, and Hart gets called for the foul as he extended the thigh and knocked Giannis down. For the Knicks, that's going to put him into the penalty. So our first free throws of the night for the Bucks coming up. A Milwaukee team that came into tonight shooting more free throws than anybody in the league at 31 attempts per game, and that's thanks in large measure to the guy who stepped into the line right now. Giannis at just under 10 attempts per game, and of course Dame Lillard at just under 9 attempts per contest. So for Josh Hart, that foul will be his first of the night, and Giannis will step to the line, where early this season he is 64% at the free throw line, a year after shooting about 65% for the Bucks. His first of two is good. And with that shot, he's got 7 points. He had 6 right out of the chutes tonight, but has been scoreless since. That's his first bucket since early this quarter. Another free throw can tie this game at 22 apiece. We've already seen 2 lead changes. This would be the third tie if he could make this shot. Free throw is up. It misses. But the rebound tipped right back out to Giannis. So another chance now for the Bucks. Can they repay the favor? Crowder steps into a three. Misses it, though. Milwaukee has gone just 2 of 8 from beyond the arc in this season, continuing to struggle from the beyond the arc early in games. DiVincenzo was challenged again by Portis and missed the shot up close. The Bucks come away with it. Now looking to run. Handoff from Payne. Gets it to Portis. Now to Crowder. Back to Portis. Portis fires up a jumper from 18. Missed it. Rebound knocked away from DiVincenzo, but it's picked up by Hart. He'll try it the other way now for the Knicks. Into the front court with 35 seconds to go now in the first quarter. Josh Hart wearing the white headband, defended by Giannis on the left wing. Swings the pass out top. Julius Randle on the right-hand dribble. He's got a much smaller player in campaign on him. We'll see if he attacks. He does. Now he's going to sling it to the open shooter in the corner. That's DiVincenzo, and he laces one from right in front of his own bench. Dante DiVincenzo. Dante's revenge after being traded out of here a year ago. He had 20 points, 10 rebounds. He was 6 of 12 from beyond the arc as a member of the then Golden State Warriors in the last meeting he had against Milwaukee. Giannis falls down. He was being trapped, and he's going to turn it over, pass it away, but with no time on the clock here at the end of the quarter, the horn's going to sound. And it was an up and down first quarter for the Bucks. Started hot, finished a bit cold. We'll see if they can adjust. This is in-season tournament coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks. One quarter down. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Knicks 25, Bucks 21.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Bucks basketball is back. A new era tips off with Coach Griffin at the helm, alongside returning favorites and exciting new additions. It's Dame time, Milwaukee. Don't miss a moment of the action. From the electrifying slam dunks to the roar of 18,000 fans, all unfolding live at Fiserv Forum. Secure your seats now. Visit bucks.com/tickets and join us for an unforgettable season of Bucks basketball. There's a seat waiting for you at Fiserv Forum. Secure yours now at bucks.com/tickets.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Bucks fans, Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You can enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Also, remember, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Valley Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments, watch on Valley Sports or stream on the Valley Sports app. Justin, our score here in this one, 25-21, Bucks down by four. Early in this game, they looked like they were kind of back to their old form, but here of late we've started to see New York really ride some real advantages on the glass, notably where they've out rebounded the Bucks 20-10, and how about 9-1 on the offensive boards, leading to 10 second chance points to none for the Bucks.
Second chance is a big reason why we saw the Knicks close out this quarter on a 20-8 run. The Bucks built up that lead. They got to the offensive glass. Did the Knicks? They got in transition. And that spoke to the difference we saw here. We talked about the defense and some of the things they did to address what we had seen the first four games. The offense is where we're still seeing a little bit of a work in progress, and I think 21 points speaks to that.
So Bucks are going to start with the basketball, going right to left. Campaign is into the front court. He's going to be out there with Giannis along with Marjon Beauchamp for the first time. Bobby Portis, Giannis stumbles. He's going to send it out to Crowder, who's the fifth man for the Bucks. He'll launch from three, and he splashes it through from the left wing. A Michelob Ultra three for Jay Crowder. Cuts that deficit down to one. Milwaukee now 3 of 8 from long range to start this game. And here's a steal. Portis steps in front of the passing lane, takes off. He's going to try to throw it down, but Hartenstein got in the way and blocked the shot, more or less. And now New York's got it the other direction. Randall fires a three up, couldn't hit it. Rebound gobbled up by Crowder, and Milwaukee goes the other way. Boy, Giannis, or I should say Portis, was getting ready to drop the hammer on that dunk, but he had Hartenstein in the way. Pull-up jumper misses from Campaign from 18 on the right side. Now New York goes the other way, still holding on to that one-point lead. Here's Emmanuel quickly slashing into the paint, hands it to Randall. Randall drives in. He misses the layup, and now we got a whistle and a foul. A late call. I don't know if that was on the original shot attempt or what, but it's Bobby Portis called for the foul, and Portis is very slow to get up. That is Bobby down there, correct?
That is Bobby down.
And maybe Jay Crowder saying there was an elbow he took.
Oh, yeah.
To the head.
Yeah, when Randall came down, he got Bobby Portis in the face. And that's a tough call overall because Bobby's kind of defenseless, and Isaiah Hartenstein is just boxing him out.
Well, Bobby's hearing the fans chant his name as he peels himself back up. He's got a war scar for himself to wear here now. Like he's going to stay out there. You're going to get him out. Looks like that left eye maybe took a shot. Bobby bifocals? Could it be coming back?
He gave a thumbs up to the crowd, too, as he got up.
Nobody wore bifocals better than Bobby did 2 years ago. So here's a couple free throws from Julius Randle, who hits the first. Randle tonight is just 2 for 7 to start this game, 1 of 4 from three, but he's got 7 points, and 2 of them from the free throw line now, as he'll have another one coming. But for Randle, 27.6% from the floor through 5 games is the worst in 27 years for a player with at least 75 attempts. And tonight, again, struggling to get that shot to go, but he hits both free throws here. He is due, though. That's the problem. A scorer like that, and here's a nice play by Crowder. Realized that Hart was playing very aggressively on him and drew the whistle as he was working around a screen. I don't suspect they're going to give him a shot here, no. Say the foul is on the floor, but that's the second on Hart. And he's going to be lifted from the game in favor of Miles McBride, third-year man out of West Virginia, will check in. So Hart acquired from Portland 1 season ago. He's part of that foursome of Villanova players on this Knicks roster that all played together in college. Here's Beauchamp. He hands to the corner, stepping back from three. Crowder drills another. Jay Crowder knocking down his second three ball already of this second quarter. And he has tied this game at 27 as he buries it right in front of his team bench. Knicks go the other way. 27 points apiece, 10.5 to play here. We're in the second quarter. Emmanuel quickly, a couple head fakes, bobbing and weaving. Hands the ball off to McBride. Quick touch pass to Randle, bobbled it for a moment. He has a little hesitation. Now attacks on Giannis. Giannis got in the way, but not enough. Tough shot down low for Julius Randle. And Milwaukee finds themselves down by 2 again. Just about 10 minutes to play in this first half now. Giannis in the crouch, defended by Hartenstein. Going to go at Hartenstein. Spins into the paint, feeds the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Marjon Beauchamp keeps the beat going for the Bucks, who have found their shooting stroke from the perimeter here in the second quarter. Beauchamp's first shot of the night is a good-looking one as the second-year man hits his first Michelob three of the night. On the other side of things, McBride fires up a three from the corner. That misses. Campaign had the ball almost knocked away, but it was for a moment. But DiVincenzo couldn't get it away from the Bucks, who have it now in the front court. Another three ball. Beauchamp strikes again. Twice as nice. He comes away saying, you're too small on the defense. Second year man with back-to-back bombs, and the Bucks have a 4-point lead now at 9:19 to play here in the second quarter. Knicks look to set things up the other direction. Quickly, top of the arc, gets around the screen from Randle. Dribbles with the right hand, attacks inside, but Portis was on him well, so he kicks it out. Randle being defended tightly by Crowder. Dares him to take the three, he does, and he misses it well short. Milwaukee going the other way. They've hit all four of their three-point tries here in the second quarter. Can we make it 5? Yes, sir! Jay Crowder, his third in the second quarter, and the Bucks are heating up from distance. They have a 36-29 lead, and we have a timeout from the Knicks. 8:46 to play, second quarter. Bucks catching fire here at Fiserv Forum. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Update your garage with a new Chamberlain garage door opener. Our chain drive model comes with built-in Wi-Fi, allowing you to open and close your garage door from anywhere. Get it today for $129.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Well, the hot shooting is contagious tonight here at Pfizer Forum. And Bucks have hit all five of their three-pointers in this quarter. And now a fan says, I can one-up that. He hits the jackpot shot from half court. And, man, may have been the loudest ovation we heard today here at Pfizer Forum as Milwaukee's got the 36-29 lead. Glad to have you with us as we move along in this one. It is the first game of group play. Tournament night here tonight, the first of many we'll see throughout November, as the Bucks tangling with the New York Knicks and getting the better of them of late, and thanks in no small part to some hot shooting from outside, where the Bucks mentioned it, 5 of 5 this quarter, and now for the game have connected on 7 of 12 from three-point range. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? There's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. I got to love what that fan did, too. He sprinted down the tunnel. He was gone after he made that shot, wasn't he?
Gone, and then it just makes the reception even louder when you reemerge from the tunnel as a hero.
Living the dream. So the Knicks with the basketball. They've got it going left to right. Hartenstein at the top of the circle, defended by Giannis. He'll give it now to Randle. Randle switched up and picked up now by Giannis as well, as he takes it right of the lane. Swivels before he feeds to Brunson, top of the circle, trying to shed the defensive Beauchamp. Now works into the corner. Open three on the way, and that was a breakdown. Emmanuel quickly got away from campaign and splashed it through to get the Knicks back to within four. So Milwaukee will have it the other way. Bucks were on a 15-4 run prior to that shot. Drive into a crowd. Middleton couldn't get it, but he gets his own rebound. And now he is still swarmed and still manages to get it back as he lost it for a moment. Beauchamp puts up a three. Thought he got fouled. He missed the shot. No call. And now it's Randle racing the other way for New York. Pass over to the corner where Brunson takes it along the baseline on the right side. Now he'll give it to Randle. Randle had it poked free by campaign. Now Randle turns around. He's got Middleton in his grill. He attacks on Chris, and Chris is going to get called for a little ticky-tack call. As they'll say, he got his hand in there. Tyler Ford saddles him up for what will be his first foul of the night for the Bucks here in the quarter. That is the second team foul. Brook Lopez getting set to check back in now for Milwaukee. He will replace Giannis. And the lineup for the Bucks now goes Lopez, Middleton, Beauchamp, Crowder, and Cam Payne. And that's before Dame Lillard checks also back in. He's going to replace Payne. Dame tonight, 1 for 3 in his 10 minutes. Just has not taken a lot of shots. Just hasn't had a lot of opportunities. And here's a three-point try from quickly at the top of the circle. That misses front iron. But another great effort on the offensive boards for DiVincenzo, who bounced it off Middleton out of bounds. I mean, the offensive rebounds, it's not just Robinson doing this here. I mean, it is a collective team effort, and they may reverse this ruling. Are they going to chat? What? Yeah, looks like a challenge. Let's take a look at it. We'll tell you the results of it when we come back. But right now, the Bucks with a 36-32 lead, 7:40 to play in the second quarter. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For free activities delivered right to your inbox.
All right, back again here at Fiserv Forum with still 7:40 to play in the second quarter. The Bucks with an early challenge here, and it was successful. So that means Milwaukee will have another one to use if they want to as the game progresses, because a new rule change this season. We keep beating that drum, but now you have multiple challenges. Assuming you're successful on your first try, if you are unsuccessful, you lose that challenge. But the ball was, in fact, off of Dante DiVincenzo, and the Bucks will have it after this stoppage is through with 36-32 advantage. Hey, Bucks fans, you could say show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. So Adrian Griffin has not been shy about using those challenges in the first half with these new rules, and that was a good challenge because it gets the Bucks the basketball back and takes another offensive rebound away from the Knicks. Milwaukee's got it. Ball hawking was DiVincenzo. He came up empty. That left an opportunity, but Beauchamp misses a three well short. I don't know if he got iron or not, but if he did, he just grazed it. The ball's picked up going the other way. Randall will move it ahead of quickly. Quickly right back to Randall. He drives down low. Attacked as he had Lopez get in his way, and he had to pass it away late. Rebound going to the Bucks the other way on the loose ball, and now it's Middleton the other direction. Sends out top. A head fake from Crowder. Back down to Middleton. Middleton fades and fires. Got it. Smooth looking cash money Middleton, mid-range J there. Step back jumper puts the Bucks ahead by 6, 38-32. Now a drive from Brunson. Sends out top to Randall. He'll work it out. Left wing three on the way. Quickly couldn't hit. Rebound taken by Lopez. Boy, Brook being out there in that interior again, you can see it's just dissuading the Knicks from attacking too much inside. Here's a pocket pass inside. Good ball movement. It was a pass from Lillard down low to Beauchamp, quickly to Lopez, but the ball gets away and now ends up going to the Knicks. Great ball movement, but they couldn't finish it on Lopez's missed shot inside, and now we got a whistle and foul on the other side of things, and it's going against the Bucks. And very slow to get up is Rick. Let's try this again. Jalen Brunson. I've confused him with his dad. They are the fourth New York Knicks father-son duo to appear in a regular season game in franchise history. But Jalen has stolen the show, taken Manhattan by storm a year ago, is a free agent, signed a four-year, $104 million deal with the Knicks in July of 2022. And you look back at that deal, and it seems like a bargain now, doesn't it?
seems like a bargain, and what seems like even more of a bargain is the contract that the Dallas Mavericks failed to offer him for even less money. And think about the lengths they had to go to acquiring Kyrie Irving, who's very similar to Jalen Brunson. And you just can't help but think, man, you could have just paid to keep the original guy.
Yeah, and, all's well in Dallas. They're unbeaten, right? So they're exactly where, no, probably not. For 1 week into the season, a lot is due to change, but they are off to a great start. They are reviewing this call on Crowder to see if it is
excessive contact.
Yeah, able to be upgraded to a flagrant. So let's see here. I don't think so. What'd you think? Maybe a one? Certainly not a two.
It's certainly not a two. I think so. There's a foul, and then as you'll see a number of players do, you just don't want the guy to get off a shot. So Jay went to poke the ball away after the whistle was blown, and that's where the contact occurred.
The defender, Jay Crowder, just simply grabs him around the forearm there. So therefore, this is a common foul. No windup, no impact, no follow through. Two shots.
Yeah, a common foul. And if anything, I was going to say, I thought that Crowder actually, maybe the excessive contact was him trying to save Brunson from falling forward too fast.
Yeah.
But official shot similarly. So you're going to have free throws one way or the other. So a common foul will send Jalen Brunson to the free throw line. Brunson tonight in 13 minutes has 6 points on 3 of 8 shooting. The Knicks still struggling to shoot the ball here again tonight. Came into this game this evening shooting 40% as a team, dead last in the league. And tonight they're not even on that pace at 32% as a collective, as the first free throw is up and good for Brunson, who is a 78% free throw shooter this season. A career 81% free throw shooter, though, and he is steady at that spot. Has had an up and down start this season, 15 points game one, 31 in game two, then 14 points, 19 points, and 24 last time out against Cleveland, and he knocks down the second free throw. So it's back to a four-point game, 38-34, 6:27 to play now in the opening half from downtown Milwaukee. Damian Lillard draws a pair of defenders, passes it off to Middleton, slings out top, catch and shoot three on the way from Lopez, but he missed it. Middleton gobbles up the rebound, though, spins inside, corkscrews before he flips that shot up and in with a right-hand floater. Second chance points for the Bucks this time. Their first second chance points of the game on their third offensive rebound. The Knicks have been living on it with 10 second chance points. Here's a runner on the way from Brunson, and he gets that one to roll over the front iron and good. Back to a four-point game, 40-36, just inside of 6 minutes to play. Long three from Lillard. Yes, sir. Dame Lillard buries one from about 29 feet away. Tough shot, and Dame has his first three-pointer of the night. Here's Brunson the other way. Puts up the shot, couldn't get it, was trying to get the foul, but an offensive rebound goes to DiVincenzo. He can't hit. Another chance at the offensive board, but Mitchell Robinson couldn't quite lasso it in as it goes off of him and out of bounds. You take no rebounds for granted with this New York team crashing the way they are as Crowder checks out, Connaughton is in.
And some of these offensive rebounds, Brook Lopez needs some help. It's not all on him to beat out Mitchell Robinson. He's kind of in no man's land.
Well, and that's what we talked about before the game. It's not even all Lopez rebounding. He should be freeing guys up to get those boards, to your point. Here's Lillard throwing on the Jets on the other side. He was attacking before he bounced off the leg of DiVincenzo out of bounds. It'll be Bucks basketball with 5:21 to go, leading 43-36 in this first half. Giannis comes back in. Middleton, taking a seat on the bench. He's played 8 minutes. He's played very well tonight. 4 of 5, shooting at 9 points, and 1 of 1 from three for Middleton.
5 rebounds, too. He's been very active all over the floor.
Giannis will take the inbound pass from Lillard. Dame now on the left wing. Bounce pass right back to Giannis. Giannis, couple head fakes, takes it inside. He got fouled as he was going up with 2 shots coming. Boy, those two, when they start to figure it out, how to deal with the attention that each of them receives, it is going to be dangerous for the opposition to handle.
And not only when they start to figure it out, but the shot we just saw Damian Lillard hit, when he starts to hit more than one of those in a game, it makes it even more difficult because it brings the defense out even further.
And to this point, you know, it's interesting, too, but just because of his longstanding reputation is Giannis's first free throw is on the way. But for Lillard, he's had 11 seasons in this league, his 12th year now. There's been such a body of work that even when he isn't hitting the threes, they still have to respect it as Giannis knocks down the first of two. But this season, just 29% from three-point range coming into this game.
Steph Curry is the greatest shooter we've seen in the league, but Damian Lillard is the greatest long-range shooter that we have seen in the history of this league.
Tonight, he is one of two from long range, 5 points in 13 minutes. Giannis at the line for his fourth free throw attempt of the game. It is up, and it is good. So Giannis goes 2 for 2. He's 3 for 4 tonight at the stripe. He's got 9 points of his own. He and Middleton, along with Jay Crowder, leading the charge scoring-wise for the Bucks. Knicks the other way. A head fake from Julius Randle. His man fell down. He puts up the shot. Missed it. Back iron, but another offensive rebound for Mitchell. Pass it, Mitchell Robinson. He passes out, and another opportunity for the Knicks to beat up the Bucks on second chance points. Is it was a good looking shot coming from outside from Grimes, but attacking on the other side, it was Lillard. Couldn't finish the shot at Grimes, and now Grimes going the other way again. He's feeling it. 3 point try off the back iron this time. Lillard, long rebound, tips it to himself, dribbles behind his back into the front court. He attacks on Jalen Brunson, puts up a bank shot, no good. Giannis was going up for the rebound, and he got shoved in the back as he was crashing the boards. Third team foul for the Knicks, and for Mitchell Robinson, that'll go as his second. 3 three-pointers in this game already from Quentin Grimes, who has hit half of his team's three-pointers. They're 6 of 18 from long range tonight. Lillard to inbound. Bucks leading 45-39. 4.5 minutes to play now in the second quarter. Lillard at the top of the arc. Tries to drive. Loses the basketball on the drive. Thought he got fouled, but it's going to be picked up. Hart going the other direction. Feeds it ahead to Grimes, but the pass up to Brunson, who was out of bounds with one of his feet. So the Knicks could not stand the prosperity, and they return the favor. Turnovers both ways, and it's Bucks basketball with 4:19 to play now in the second. Leading 45-39. Here's Lillard, left wing. Sends out top to Giannis. Giannis crossing over. Takes it down low. Fades and fires just inside the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound. Tipped and controlled by Randle. Randle's going the other way now for New York. Funnels it ahead. Gets it to the corner. Hart weaving his way through the defense laterally before he passed it to Grimes. Grimes defended by Beasley on the left wing. Lobs it near wing right to Hart. Hart sends down low, right of the lane. It's Julius Randle being trailed by Giannis. They work it around now opposite wing with 4 to shoot. Gets a drive inside. Brunson gets it to fall over the long outreached hand of Lopez. So late shot clock execution from the Knicks. They pulled back to within 4. Giannis the other way. Drives that one up. Or rather, that was Lillard, to beg your pardon. And that one was wedged against the backboard and the rim before it fell out. It's going to send Lillard to the line.
Not used to seeing somebody attack the paint and drive to the basket as frequently as Giannis, as we've seen in Dame.
Yeah, Damian Lillard, everybody talks about him as a three-point shooter, but not afraid to drive, as we just saw right there, as he goes to the line for the first time tonight and gets a friendly roll on the first of 2 free throws.
You know, you mentioned Giannis's free throw shooting, what the numbers were coming into tonight as well. Very small sample, obviously, but if you take opening night out of it, he's over 73%.
Grimes was called for his first foul. You had to put that out there, didn't you?
Well, it's not Giannis at the line right
now.
That's
fair. That's fair. And you know what? These guys got to be better than the broadcaster jinx anyway, right? 2-time MVP. Second free throw goes down, and the Knicks go in the other direction. Hart trying to shake the defense of Connaughton. Has his shot pinned on the help side defense by Lopez, and now it's still loose. Brunson saves it from going out of bounds. And here comes New York with a basketball. Randle was driving, and they're
going to review if it went over.
No, I think they may be reviewing if it hit the rim, perhaps. There was no reset of the shot clock, and it was down to 1 second, and I wonder if they were saying that there should have been a reset. Boy, that's a big break for the Knicks if it was not, because there was 1 second left and they were in scramble mode. Yeah, they're going to say it did not touch the rim. So leave it at 1 second, and tapping his chest as if to say that's on me was Derek Richardson, who stopped it, thought it might have hit the rim. So instead, with 1.7 seconds on the shot clock, the Knicks are going to have it out of bounds in front of the New York bench. Brunson holds it high over his head, passes into Hart. Hart shot blocked by Lopez. Saves it from going out of bounds. He was fouled. What a play.
4 block shots already tonight for Brook Lopez. You think he feels very comfortable once again defensively?
Oh, no question. Not only is Lopez comforted, but I can tell you there are about 17,000 fans that are comforted to see him doing his old tricks again. Dame on the other side moves it into the front court. Giannis fading, fires, shot missed. Rebound knocked away by Connaughton for a moment, but Robinson was there to pick it up, and it remains a 6-point game with 2:55 to play. Bucks 47, Knicks 41. Brunson pulls up. Free throw line jumper, back iron strong, but he got fouled from behind by Connaughton, who was not able to hit his break soon enough when Brunson pulled up off the drive. So Jalen Brunson will step to the free throw line with Pat picking up his first, and the Bucks now one away from the penalty as a team with their fourth team foul. So Brunson tonight, 12 points to lead his team in scoring. Grimes is one off that pace at 11 points, and Julius Randle only 3 of 10 shooting, but he's almost at a double-double as the first free throw misses now from Brunson. Jalen will step back to the line. Former Villanova star. He was part of those four players that won it in 16, and then for good measure, he picked up another one. Another national title with the Wildcats in 2018. That dude knows something about winning. There's no two ways about it. Second free throw goes down. He was lightly recruited. Well, not lightly recruited, but really blew up at Villanova and then exceeded expectations as well once he's reached the NBA. Here's a pass from Lillard into the corner. Lopez lets it fly, and he'll bury one from three. Brook Lopez, second three-pointer of the night. He's 2 of 4 from distance, 2 of 7 overall. Out to Randle. Randle on the right wing, a head fake. He takes it into the paint. He's challenged by Lopez. Thought he had his fifth block there, but instead they're going to get him for a foul. So Brook Lopez has been a menace inside on that defensive end of the floor in the half court. And this time gets called for what will be his first foul of the night. That sends Julius Randle to the free throw line, where he has shot 64% this season, the two-time All-Star, 285 consecutive starts for the Knicks. First free throw, back iron, too strong. He'll step back up there again now for the Knicks, who have missed 2 of their last 3 now from the line. They are 6 of 9 as a team. Another free throw from Randle with 2:20 to go here in the second quarter, and he will hit it to pull his team back to within 7. We've seen 3 lead changes tonight. Bucks have trailed by as many as 6. They've led by as many as 9. Lillard's got it into the front court. Feeds it to Giannis. Giannis straight away will sling it off to Lopez. He'll fire away from 3 and rattles another one through. Brook Lopez has rediscovered his joy tonight. Another 3 back-to-back threes from Lopez, and the Bucks have stretched it to their largest advantage of 10. On the other end of things, Grimes going to pass off to the left wing. Randle, a head fake, goes around Giannis. It was Lopez, though, in the weight. However, Giannis fouled him, and he is saying challenge. Now, it'll be interesting to see. Last time that Giannis did this, 2 nights ago,
he was wrong.
He was wrong. And you wonder if they went right to the challenge. They said, you're right, Giannis, let's go. This time they're going to watch it and make sure. Right now, Randle is stepping to the line. They want to see from the video coordinators what they thought. Well, it didn't look like much.
Did not look like much.
Maybe not worth the
risk,
though. But
that's the thing, if you're Griff.
And the free throw misses from Randle. Again, that's only the first foul on Giannis, too. Now, if we're looking at foul number 3 or further, then maybe a challenge.
And if you're Griff, it's, hey, we already used the challenge in the first half here. We're not going through both of them with 2 minutes left in the first half.
Randle at the line for his second free throw as the Bucks were in the penalty. He misses them both, but an offensive rebound from Mitchell Robinson. Boy, he's exceptional at that. Sets up a 3-pointer that misses, and now Randle chasing down the loose ball on the far side. Couldn't corral it as it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Milwaukee basketball. And we have another timeout taken by the Bucks here with 1:40 to play after Quentin Grimes couldn't hit the 3-pointer. The Bucks have the basketball, leading by 10. And the defense just looks a world better tonight than it did 2 nights ago. I mean, it is remarkable. All of the defensive breakdowns we were talking about some of the numbers for this Bucks defense and some of their struggles. They were dead last in the NBA defending the restricted area coming in tonight, allowing 80% shooting in the restricted area. We'll have to look at halftime what that number is at here tonight, but it has been Brook Lopez who has been the gatekeeper and very stingy at that down low. Minus some offensive rebounds, this is a lopsided affair for the Bucks. But again, that's not a fluke. This New York Knicks team has been known to do it to more than a few, including the Bucks through the years.
Very good rebounding team, especially on the offensive glass. And that point about the restricted area, if you look at the numbers, the Bucks are allowing about the same amount of attempts per game around the basket. It's just opponents, as you mentioned, are hitting at a much higher rate because it's dunks and layups. They've cleaned that up tonight, except for those second chance points on the offensive rebounds.
So the Bucks with a 10-point lead. Milwaukee, in one of their games against the Knicks a season ago, allowed, it was 19 offensive rebounds and 28 second chance points, won that game anyway against the Knicks last season in game two of their three meetings.
And by the way, with 1:40 left in the first half, the Knicks are shooting 44% at the rim tonight. So a stark contrast from what we've seen the first four games.
Those are the numbers they pay you the big bucks for, to dig up. We got no Tom Hecker tonight, so you're the next man up. Bucks going the other way. Lillard into the front court. Oh, he was trying to get it over to the right side where he thought Lopez was going to be, but Brook was going the other direction. He taps his chest, Brook does, to say that was on me. So a miscommunication and a turnover. Bucks only their fourth turnover of the game, too. That's another area they have done a much better job cleaning up tonight. See if they can keep it going that way with a 1:24 remaining here in the opening half from Fiserv form. Julius Randle driving on the other end. He pulled Giannis out of the way but missed the floater. But another offensive rebound. This time Josh Hart sends out. Randle uncorks a three. It was online but too strong. And Giannis this time will come away with those elusive defensive rebounds as he goes the other way, lobbing it up. That was well short of Lopez and easily taken by Brunson. Another turnover. And now Randle down low. Spins. He's being defended. Tough contest on the help side from Lopez. Rebounded by Giannis. Giannis takes it all the way coast to coast. He got fouled going up. And he will step to the line for two. And once again, the big man, Brook Lopez, Mount Brook, back in effect down low for the Bucks defensively and making Julius Randle's life much more challenging. Julius got to be saying to himself, why couldn't I play this team 2 days ago?
At three fouls on Mitchell Robinson, too. So we mentioned Giannis, you would lean on him to help get a jump start on that transition offense. That's another reason why, because of the job Mitchell Robinson's done on the glass, you can keep hanging fouls on him. That'll help you out on the other end.
Robinson was called for that foul, and as you mentioned, it was his ninth. That would be a really tough app. He has nine rebounds, but he does have three personals already here in this first half. With 50.5 seconds left, Giannis goes to the line. The first of two. And that one just caroms off the mark. Only the second miss of the night from Giannis at the line. He's 3 of 5 now. So Giannis will put the ball on the floor again when he gets it back as his team leading by 10. Giannis in this first half with 9 points to go with 4 assists, 4 rebounds. He's only attempted 5 shots. This will be his 6th free throw attempt of the night. A deep sigh, and the second free throw is good. 54-43, Bucks out in front, inside of 50 seconds remaining now in the second quarter. Jalen Brunson into the front court. He pulls up straight away, and he drills it. Good-looking shot there from Brunson, who connects on his first three-pointer of the night. It's now 54-46, Bucks with a lead. Here's a drive. Lillard goes inside, and he gets fouled down low by Hartenstein. Took a hard shot there on the head, I think. And he is now rubbing his forehead where he looked like he took the brunt of that collision. Second time we've seen a Bucks player take a shot to the head in some manner, shape, or form. It was Bobby Portis the first time, and now Lillard peels himself off the deck where he will step to the line for 2 shots. It was a hard closeout. Actually, it was Hart. Boy, he got hit twice.
Yeah.
Hart hit him on the way up, and then Hartenstein on the follow
on the way down
for good measure. Wow. So the Knicks going to use a timeout here with 35.5 seconds on the clock. Lillard will step to the line, but man, that's like a drive that would have made even Pat Connaughton proud. Connaughton has been known to take those shots to the head. He's usually the guy that's wearing those bruises, but the Knicks are going to challenge this? I mean, if anyone's challenged, I was thinking maybe they'd look at it to make sure it was not something that could be elevated.
Right.
That the follow through. You know what? I will say this. Let's look at the lower portion here on this replay. Is Lillard goes up. Hart first got him on the arm, maybe. Wow. You know what? This is going to be interesting. It was definitely hit on the head on the follow through from Hartenstein. But prior to that, let's get our ruling here. We won't make any assumptions here. Here's James Williams.
After review, the defender's left hand hits the left forearm of the shooter as he's in his motion. Therefore, this is a defensive foul. The challenge by New York is unsuccessful. They lose their timeout, and they lose their challenge. It'll be two shots for playoff to make or miss.
Well, I'm not sure if everybody heard that, but it was an unsuccessful challenge from the Knicks. As James Williams spelled it out, he got him on the forearm, and it was actually Josh Hart who we saw initially. We said that we thought he got him on the head, actually got him on the arm. I don't know if he actually did get him on the head as well, but nonetheless, Josh Hart picks up the foul. And now the Knicks, you know, we've seen teams become emboldened by the fact that they feel like if they get it right, they'll go for that challenge in the first half. In this case, the Knicks now no longer have that chance to challenge again as they come up empty. And Lillard now at the free throw line for a pair. That foul also, by the way, was the third of the night for Josh Hart. So both he and Robinson halfway to fouling out of this game as Lillard knocks down the first. He's about to attempt his fourth free throw of this contest. He's only got 8 points, though, in this first half. 2 of 6 from the floor. 1 of 2 from three is his second free throw is pure. 56-46. Bucks out in front by 10. Brunson into the front court the other way. He's picked up by Lillard. Head fake. Spins a couple more times. Sends a cross-court pass over to Grimes. Sends out top down to Hartenstein. Hartenstein bounce pass. He was trying to get it to Grimes, but no one was home. Miscommunication, and it goes out of bounds back to Milwaukee. They'll have a chance now to play for the final shot with the shot clock turned off and 20 seconds remaining here in this first half. It's Lillard. It's Beasley. Giannis, Connaughton, and Lopez for the Bucks. Randall, Grimes, Brunson, Hartenstein, and DiVincenzo for the Knicks. 8 seconds now to play. Lillard straight away. Defended by Grimes. Goes to work now with 3 seconds. He's going to put up a head fake. He got tied up, and that was a good job defensively from Grimes, who was not biting. And then Lillard turns it over. He came down with it. Gets called for the travel. He just played him too well. I don't think Dame was expecting him to stay that
discipline. No, he hesitated.
Brunson catches it, puts up a desperation heave at the horn, and that will miss, and we will go to halftime with the Bucks protecting a 10-point lead at the midway point. Had not led wire-to-wire losses 2 of their last 3 games, this was a welcome sight to see the Bucks take a double-digit lead into the second half tonight from Fiserv Forum. It is game one of group play. The in-season tournament is underway in the NBA in Milwaukee. Has to feel pretty good about the first 24 minutes they played here tonight. We'll break it down a bit further. Justin Garcia has you on the other side of this timeout. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Boldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Money back quality guarantee. Every dish is sure to be a favorite. Whether you shop delivery, pickup, or in store, Kroger brand has all your favorite things. Pick and save. Fresh for everyone.
Get your 5 to 12-year-old active at a Milwaukee Bucks youth basketball fall camp. Kids will learn basketball skills and have tons of fun. Find one near you at bucks.com/camps.
Is our halftime score. It's the Bucks up 10 on the New York Knicks. A much better start. The defense, much more what we've grown accustomed to seeing the last few years. We will get more into that in just a moment. But joined now by Mallory Steinberg as we talked about everything going on with this team the last couple of weeks. Certainly a highly anticipated ramp up to the season. But tonight, we get the in-season tournament debut. A lot of questions about that. Fans now get a chance to not only see the in-season tournament, see the new court and the City Edition jerseys as well.
That's right. It's an electric atmosphere and an electric green court. What do you think about it?
I like it. I like the tone. Like, I've been partial to the blue jerseys the last couple of years and feel like maybe in the minority here, but like I wouldn't mind blue as the primary color for this team.
And what's cool about it to me is the pattern, right?
Yeah.
So that aerial shot, it's a heat map from the playoffs in Deer District. Like, this is for the fans, and the fans are represented on it, literally. You know, all those little heads from that aerial shot of the 65,000 people in Deer District, that's the pattern.
We talked about Dustin Gonsi's tweet kind of pointing that out of here's the aerial shot of Deer District, here's the pattern on the jersey. Between that and when these were officially unveiled a couple of days ago, the explanation behind it as well, it reminded me of the Mecca inspired jerseys where you saw them and you're like, all right, I don't know. And then you saw the story behind it and thought, oh, okay.
Right? It makes sense, and it's incredible that electric green I mentioned on the court, also on the uniforms, you know, that electricity from the playoff series of those fans. There's a lot of thought that went into bringing it all together and to debut it tonight with our inaugural in-season tournament game, a historic moment here at Fiserv Forum.
To get the jerseys unveiled, as you mentioned, this court, too, you have to see it to truly behold it. But the league has done this with all 30 teams, that they will each have their own alternate court for the in-season tournament. They all have the one color strip that goes from sideline to sideline, from baseline to baseline. And I've seen some crazy color combinations out there. So if you think, I don't know, take a look at the other 29 teams, because this is about as tame as it gets.
That's right. You know, it's the first time that the league has done this across all 30 teams to create this custom court concept, and it sure does stand out. So if you didn't know you were watching an in-season tournament game, you do now. It's the court, it's the city uniforms, it's the t-shirts that the fans are wearing, and the warm-ups for that matter too. I mean, we're really going all in on this exciting new pool play.
So for you personally and the work that you do here coming into the season, you know, all right, we got to get the fans familiar with a new coach and there's some changes. And then, oh, by the way, a week before the season starts, we drop one of the biggest superstars of the league into your lap, too.
That's right. I mean, there's no offseason in this game. I think we've talked about that before. And truly, this offseason was unlike any other, which is incredible. There is one exciting moment after the next. It's like, what's going to happen next, right? Like, you just got to stay tuned to see how this team performs and comes together on the court. But, yeah, it's been a lot of excitement, and now we're here with the in-season tournament.
And quick too, today the big day or the big thing is the City Edition jerseys in the in-season tournament in court. We had Adrian Griffin's hat just earlier this week.
That's right.
I know there's two more that are coming. There's one that looks to be very, very interesting. But there's always things on the horizon with this group.
That's right. So next Wednesday is our Hoops for Troops game presented by We Energies, and there's another giveaway coming up with that. So first 10,000 fans will take home a lunch bag, and we'll have a lot of incredible moments. So, yeah, we're rolling one thing right after the next. And you alluded to some of the different giveaways, the BMO Cap Series, Coach Griff's hat. We've also got Bango designing his hat. Yeah. Is that the one you're...
That's the one. That's the one.
Yeah. We'll bring a few up so you all can rock that furry bucket hat.
I'll have to figure out how to wear it over a headset.
Yeah, style it right. Well, Mango's getting one made, so, you know, there are options.
Always excitement going on here. Somebody very very much linked to all that. Mallory Steinberg, always good to catch up with you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on.
56-46, our halftime score. Bucks back.